The state's public universities are turning out fewer teachers. Enrollment in UNC schools of education has plummeted 30% in the last 5 years. With fewer students choosing teaching as a career, experts are worried about consequences in North Carolina classrooms. Jess Clark reports on why the numbers are down in the state's teacher prep programs.
UNC Chapel Hill senior Jalen Wallace has always been tempted to become a high school English teacher. I catch her cutting across campus on her way to her work study at the library. A literature junkie, she loves the idea of teaching young people to enjoy reading and writing as much as she does. But Wallace will graduate in May with degrees in sociology and English, not education.
Teaching in North Carolina right now is not worth it unless you can't imagine doing anything other than teaching.
Wallace's mother is a teacher, and Wallace knows what the challenges of the job are and what the pay is.
It's not a job that you leave at the end of the day at 4:30 or 5 or 5:30 or whenever you finish with all your staff meetings and everything. You work all the time. You grade papers, you do lesson plans, you respond to emails. It's a constant job.
For Wallace, the pay, the hours, and the amount of standardized testing were turnoffs to teaching. But she says the General Assembly's 2013 decision to end higher pay for teachers with master's degrees was the final blow. UNC system officials say the loss of master's pay and a scholarship program for future teachers were major hits to recruitment efforts.
Hi, I'm Deborah Aker-Rich. I'm the interim dean in the School of Education at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Aker-Rich is often on the front lines of her school's recruitment efforts. She says pay is an issue for many would-be education students, but that students are also picking up on a negative public narrative about education. She notes enrollment is dropping in schools of ed in other states, like California and New York, where teacher pay is much higher.
What do you think the public narrative is right now about education?
Schools don't work. Teachers are not professional. Teachers don't know what to do with students. And the narrative's not based in much, it seems to me, right?
Aker-Rich says A through F school grading systems make many schools look bad, but are often poor measures of how good teachers are at their jobs. UNC teacher prep programs have beefed up their recruiting efforts, going into high schools and community colleges. They're even targeting mid-career professionals and undecided college majors. Elisa Chapman is the director of academic programs for the UNC system. She says there are signs efforts are working.
We're seeing a much slower rate of decline within our schools of education, which is good. I think we're bottoming out.
Chapman says the declines are still concerning. She points out that fewer students in UNC schools of ed mean the state has to rely more and more on out-of-state teachers and those who get certified without going through a school of education. But data show for those teachers, student outcomes are not as good. Republican senior Senator Jerry Tillman of Randolph County says lawmakers addressed the pay issue 2 years ago when they increased the starting salary for teachers to $35,000.
Do people forget that? Do teachers forget that? Beginning pay now allows us to compete very favorably with all of our surrounding states. It hasn't had time to have its impact on these numbers that are in the education programs in the universities, but it will.
State Superintendent June Atkinson is not counting on it. She proposed a 10% across-the-board raise for North Carolina teachers, a figure leading Republicans in the legislature have called unrealistic. Tillman says instead, Republicans are working on pay increases that reward performance and those who teach hard-to-staff subjects or in disadvantaged schools. But Atkinson is still worried.
I am very concerned about where we are going to get our teachers in the future. I see that as a big red flag that unless we do something, we're going to be in trouble.
Republicans say they're likely to do something about pay for veteran teachers in the short session beginning in April. But they warn it will depend on tax revenues. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.